The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless you. All right, all right. God bless to our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord bless and keep all of my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, asking you to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Get your pencils, friends. Get your paper ready. Write us, my friends. Call me today. I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Some want that loved one back, that husband, that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend. Some right now are dealing with court cases that seem unwinnable. Some of you at the sound of my voice are dealing with evildoers everywhere you look, and you're praying to yourself and asking yourself, where do they come from? Some right now have no peace in that home and would love to know how to dress around that home and turn that situation around. Oh, my God. And you know, my friends, we've had herbal remedies for those of you that have had different sicknesses in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that heart condition. And those of you that have that nature that's on vacation, or even if you're trying to grow hair on your head. Oh, my God, as we've said in the past, and I've said through almost every broadcast, there used to be someone, my friends, that can always go off into the woods with a crook or sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain and that tingling in their arms, hands, and feet. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number of times. 404-212-2444. Oh, my God, when you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready. For I know if you have just that faith, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around.
And so for the time I saw you, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, when I got in touch with you, I told you my plans, and so far they worked out. I quit my job, started my own business is full. We just thank God for Reverend Gregory.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out quickly, too.
Well, it did pretty good because these people came out today, as a matter of fact, and they were telling me, people that start a business like this, sometimes they be empty. Maybe they have two for like a year. And I got full right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm. And it don't take a long time if you do it. If you do it and get it over with. Because you know, I got on your case by trying to slow around once or twice, didn't I?
Yeah, because I was getting kind of, you know how you, what you call it? I don't know. Your willpower give up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Get that butt away from him. And then you would talk to him, and then I'd get me a little pep again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, here we are.
Got your own business at
Full House. Full House, thank God. So the next step is to build on some more.
Yeah.
Well, she said it was the weekend, I think. She said that she was envious.
Oh, my God. You know, friends, God is good. And you need to be diligent in all that you do as you plan and pray to put things together in your life. Prayer without works is dead. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. I'm asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do all throughout the day. I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Masterstroke oil and a prayer cloth and also a cross for you to keep your mind on your spirit and what you plan to do throughout the day. Some say, Rev, send me something to bathe with. Some right now say, Rev, send me something to dress around that business or that home. Right now, my friend, I'm going to give you that mailing address again, that telephone number. Write it down, my friends. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God. Remember to send your return address and telephone number when you write me, my friends, along with that prayer request. Now, my friend, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on that job, my friends, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent. Lay your hand on that radio. Lay your hand on that Bible. Hold your child or your friend's hands. Join us. You might be even praying with someone you don't even know on the other side of town about the same situation that you're praying over. Right now, just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
for you. Pray for me.
From a new point of view, just for you to pray. Just two words.
My God, my God. Yes, my friends, I'm here to ask you to pray that problem away. No matter what you're facing, friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Once again, that mailing address, my friends. Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know that you'll be glad that you did, my friends.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony by a woman. Here's another testimony by a gentleman, young gentleman, that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was, as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now, Reverend Gregory. Now here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Yes, friends. Telephone number once again, 404-212-2444. Write it down. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer office all throughout the day. Again, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, my friends. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, after it's out of your reach, my friends, is something else to start over and get it back again. Again, friends, write that telephone number down, and I'll be here with you, and especially you that are in need. Whether it's financial, whether it's a court case, whether it's something that's wrong in your body, and you've been to the doctor, good gracious, maybe you have a problem with peace around you and success on that business. 404-212-2444. And I know that you too can come through no matter where you've been before, my friends. Oh my God, make today your day. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. Again, friends, write it down, and I'll be here with you today letting you know that there is a way, my friends, and asking you not to give up and asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, my friends. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. May God bless you and keep you. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and honor, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, you great and you're so greatly to be praised. Now, God, I decrease in order that you may continue to increase within me. God, speak through me, oh, God. A word for your people on today. Father God, I thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen all during the week. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you. Give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 1 Peter, 1st chapter and the 13th verse. 1 Peter 1 and 13. And they say, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today, it's time to serve eviction notices. It is simply time to serve eviction notices. This verse commands every believer to mentally and spiritually prepare for action, to maintain self-control and to place their ultimate hope and trust in the future return of Jesus Christ. So let us break down this verse to three main principles. Because I love to study the Word of God. It is very imperative. Don't just read it, but study it so you can get revelation. Because each time you read the Word of God, you get new revelation. And your mindset just open up. So the first one we're going to talk about is prepare your minds for action. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. This means to literally gird up the loins of your mind. As you recall, in the ancient world, people wore long, flowing robes that restricted their movement. So in order for them to run or to walk or to fight, they would gather up and tie their robes around their waist so nothing tripped them up. So spiritually, this means intentionally clearing away distractions, anxieties, and worldly thoughts. So you are mentally disciplined and ready to live out your faith. Number two is to be self-controlled. The phrase, keep sober in spirit, that means having a clear, calm, and collective mindset. We are instructed to avoid mental or spiritual intoxication. This means don't let your heart get swept away or numbed by temporary worldly passions or peer pressure or the cares of this world or panic during difficult times. Give it over to God. The third thing is to set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. This encourages Christians to place their absolute confidence, not in their current situations, not in what they're going through, or worldly success, or earthly comfort, but in the ultimate salvation and future glory of Jesus Christ when he returns. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you. I want you to imagine that your mind is a four-bedroom house and with occupants in each bedroom. One bedroom has fear living in it. It moved in during that difficult season when so much was going wrong. It was going through trial after trial. You felt like that it was never going to ease up. Soon as one thing come down, here come another thing, opening up. So one of those bedrooms, fear lives there. Amen. Another bedroom is occupied by guilt. Guilt has been staying there since you made that mistake, and you keep beating yourself up about that same mistake. Another room has doubt living there. Now, you're so down on yourself, inferiority settled in the last room. When you were a child, when people made you feel less than and said you would never do anything significant, you would never amount to anything, they kept putting you down. So what would happen if you evicted those wrong tenants? What do you think will happen when you evict those four things? When you evict fear, when you evict guilt, when you evict doubt, and when you evict inferiority. See, these are common spiritual squatters. They are toxic tenants. But the spiritual reality is worry and anxiety. That squatter robs you of your present moment of peace. Bitterness and regret, that's old baggage, which keeps you tied to the past. The inner critic, that's a voice of shame that contradicts your worth. Come on here, somebody. And the spirit of fear, that is an aggressive parasite that tries to control your actions. See, we're talking about it is time to give eviction notices. It's time for you to clean up your house, your spiritual house, and give them eviction notices. It's time to be who God has called you to be. So I want to ask you, how much higher could you go if you evicted the thoughts telling you that you will never get well, you will never get healed, you will never break that addiction, you will never see your family restored? Mm-hmm. You see, some tenants, and I want you to listen well, will hold you to a place of bondage. They don't want to ever allow you to come up. They want to keep you right there so... watch this. They can control you. Come on here now. So it's time to serve eviction notices. See, those are lies that have no right to stay in your mind. How much more will you accomplish if you evict the thoughts of unworthiness, thinking you don't deserve to be blessed? What could you become if you evict that non-qualified thoughts, the non-talented enough thoughts? I'm not worthy to have this blessing thought. Come on here, somebody. So, in summary, Peter is saying that because of the incredible salvation you have received, you must actively control your thoughts, stay spiritually alert, and build your life's hope around the future return of Christ rather than the present world. Don't think about what's going on in this world. We know a God who controls everything. Everything that's going on now was already predestined. Come on here, somebody. We have to strengthen our faith. We have to strengthen our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ. People of God, your mind is a valuable real estate. You got to get those thoughts out and replace them with what God says about you. So the spiritual meaning of serving eviction notices to your mind represents taking back your spiritual authority as the landlord of your soul. The spiritual meaning of serving eviction notices to your mind represents taking back your spiritual authority as the landlord of your soul. It means you are actively refusing to allow negative energies, dark thoughts, or ungodly influences to rent space in your mind for free. It's time to serve spiritual eviction notices and some physical eviction notices as well. Because if you see this person is not helping you, there is more in the place of hindering you from where you're going or where God has to take you, it's time to say, hey, I love you, but I can't stay with you. I cannot be in your company because we are not going the same way. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? You going to the right, I'm going to the left. Come on here, somebody. So let us pray. Father, thank you that we can let the message of Jesus and what you say about us fill all the rooms of our lives. Lord, thank you that all the negative thoughts that have held us back are evicted by the truth in your word. Father God, we declare to every fear and every doubt that there is no vacancy. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I would like to give a special thank you for the prayers, for the love and the support of the revival titled Trust in the Master's Master Plan. Oh my God. Deliverance, healing, breakthroughs, salvation, all of it came forth. God did exactly what he said he was going to do. A special thank you to Pastor Elvira Breville and the Trinity Baptist Church for hosting it. Also, a special thank you to Evangelist Patrika Watkins of Natchitoches, Louisiana, which her title was Aligning Yourself with God's Plan. Pastor Geneva Robeson of Open Door Worldwide Fellowship Ministries of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, she spoke on Goody Goody. Everything you're going through is for the plan of God. For every message was sent and aligned by God. Also, a special thank you to Bishop Raymond and Evangelist Cynthia Enett and Brother Casey Davis for the musical talents they came forth with. And may God continue to shower you with kingdom blessings. Also, I thank each and every one of you for the love, support, and the prayers of supporting the radio broadcast throughout the years. Continue to pray for me as I will be continuing to pray for you. Also, go on my website, patriciajwilliams.com, and patronize the books that I have written. Also, I have written a journal where you can write your thoughts, and I have inspirational verses in there. It says, The Great Exchange, My Worries for God's Peace. And also, I have written a piece, a book about peace, which is called The Pathway to Peace, Let Go and Let God. They are available at Amazon.com, and it's also available in audio book form as well and Kindle. Also, you can contact me at 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you and God does too. And if the Lord lay upon your heart to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so at P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. I tell you, everyone that sows into this ministry, it goes back into the ministry. Amen. And also, I want you to remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent